The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Adolos. And we're going to go right into old-time radio, Ozzy and Harriet, House Cleaning, originally aired February 6th, 1949.
From Hollywood, the adventures of Ozzy and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzy Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
Something strange going on in the living room of the Nelsons at 1847 Rogers Road. There's David, age 12, and Ricky, age 8, on their hands and knees creeping toward the Davenport. Their faces look so serious. Must be somebody hiding back there. I wonder who it is. Maybe it's Nick, the family dog, or maybe it's little Will Thornberry from next door. Hey, those feet look awful big for... Why, it's Ozzy! Now, what's a full-grown man doing hiding behind the Davenport?
We got you! Gotcha.
Okay, fellas, okay, you caught me. I surrender.
Gee, Pop, you aren't playing right. We're supposed to be the cowboys and you're a bad Indian.
Well, I'm doing the best I can.
You're supposed to show a little fight.
Well, I've been saying bang, bang, but you guys won't fall down.
You've been missing us.
According to the laws of Fort Nelson, you're entitled to a trial. I vote we shoot him.
I vote we shoot him, too.
That was hardly worth getting the judge out of bed for.
Indian, have you any last words?
Yeah, me quit.
You can't quit, Pa.
David, this is the third time you've captured me, and it's the third time I've been sentenced to be shot, and I quit.
Don't quit now, Pop. Let us capture you once more, like the first time when we tied you up.
Well, okay, just once more, though. We Indians have other things to do. This afternoon, I have to pose for a new nickel.
You get the lasso, Ricky. I'll hide here behind this cactus bush.
Which cactus bush?
This one here, with the yellow lampshade on it.
Oh. You know, this time I think I'll surprise you guys and show a little fight. I think it's about time the Indian tied up two rather short cowboys.
That's what I've been saying, Pop. You've been making it too easy. You get him from that side, Ricky. I'll get him from this side.
Grab his feet, David.
Throw the lasso.
No, you don't.
Get the rope.
A little different this time, isn't it? How do you like this?
You sure are strong, Pop.
You can really fight when you want to.
Thanks, boys. Now untie me and let me up.
That's it. Now you can get up, Pop.
Yeah.
Watch your foot.
Oh, holy smokes.
You really busted it, Pop.
What was that?
Nothing, Harriet. Nothing serious.
I'll see you later, Pop. Come on, Ricky. Ricky?
He's already gone.
Oh, Ozzy, for goodness sakes, my antique vase.
Well, I couldn't help it. I bumped into it accidentally. Besides, antiques are supposed to look old. Certainly looks much older now.
The whole living room looks older. What happened to the scatter rugs?
Oh, they're scattered around.
The place looks like a cyclone hit it.
Oh, Harriet, don't be so fussy.
I don't mind telling you, I'm getting pretty tired of straightening things up around here. The more work I do, the messier the place looks.
Well, suppose it does look a little disorderly now and then. After all, it's a home. People live here.
That's no reason for it to be messed up all the time.
It isn't. Do you know anybody's home that looks nicer than ours?
Yes, I do. Mrs. Richardson's, for one. Her place looks absolutely immaculate all the time.
Well, she doesn't have any children to mess the place up. Don't forget, we have two.
We have three. Here, pick up your Indian hat, Tonto.
Hello, Mrs. Nelson.
Oh, Mr. Richardson, come in.
Thank you.
I hope you'll excuse the appearance of this living room. The boys have just finished a game of cowboys and Indians.
Oh, forget it. As a matter of fact, it...
Oh, Mr. Richardson. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Oh, I don't know who could have put that footstool there. Let me help you up. I hope you didn't hurt yourself.
Oh, not at all, not at all. Please think nothing of it, Mrs. Nelson. It's been a long time since I've tripped over a footstool.
I have a chair, won't you?
Yeah, thank you, but I really can't stay. I just stopped by with this issue of Good Housekeeping. Mrs. Richardson said there was an article in it you wanted to read.
Oh, thanks very much, but I could have picked it up.
Well, it was right on the way. I have to go to the store and get Mrs. Richardson some scouring powder.
Well, I have a can of it she can have.
We buy it by the case.
Your wife is such a wonderful housekeeper. I do envy her so. Your house always looks so immaculate.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
What a pleasure it must be to live in a house like that.
Yes, Mrs. Richardson enjoys it very much. She used to be a bacteriologist, you know.
Oh, please sit down. You can stay for a few minutes, can't you?
All right, I will.
Oh, my goodness. I guess one of the boys left his pencil box on the chair. I'm so sorry, Mr. Richardson.
No. It's quite all right. It's been a long time since I've sat on a pencil box.
I wish I'd known you were stopping by. I could have at least given the house a quick going over.
Oh, really, Mrs. Nelson? It looks wonderful, very comfortable. It reminds me of our house back home when I was a boy.
Well, we have two youngsters, and you know how boys are about keeping things orderly.
May I ask you a very direct question, Mrs. Nelson?
Of course.
Well, you've seen my wife at various social affairs. You've played bridge with her, seen her at club meetings.
Yes.
How does she look without a dust cap?
She looks fine, Mr. Richardson. She doesn't spend that much time cleaning the house, does she?
Mrs. Nelson, I love my wife. She's a wonderful woman. We've been married now for 10 years. 10 spotless antiseptic years. But living in our house is like living in the operating room of a hospital. Would you mind awfully if I smoke my pipe?
Oh, of course not. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're very kind. Been a long time since I've smoked in the house. What a wonderful day. Tripped over a footstool, sat on a pencil box. Now I'm smoking my pipe.
Why don't you put your feet up on the hassock? Make a day of it.
Thank you. Am I keeping you from anything, Mrs. Nelson?
Oh, nothing important. I just have to wash the dishes a little later. The sink's full of them.
Dirty dishes. Could I see them?
Oh, now you're kidding, Mr. Richardson.
Perhaps a little. But I do mean this, every word of it. Don't ever change anything about this house, Mrs. Nelson. It's perfect. As I walked in the door, something seemed to say, this is a real home. People live here. Happy, comfortable people.
Hello, Oz.
Oh, hiya, Thorny.
Oz, you're just the man I've been waiting for. I have a present for you.
Present for me?
Yes, sir. I've been cleaning up the yard, and I came across an old boiler. And it's yours.
Oh, thank you, Thorny, but I really have no use for an old boiler.
Neither have I. You'll like it, Ozzy. It's rusty. Makes the water nice and red. Gives you a ruddy complexion.
I hate to seem unappreciative, Thorny, but I really don't want it.
Well, it's a present. You can't give it back.
I haven't accepted it.
You have so. I carried it over and leaned it against your garage. You haven't said thank you, Oz, but I know it's in your heart. And you're welcome.
I bet I can guess what happened at your house. Catherine pushed you outside to clean up the yard.
What a ridiculous idea.
The same thing at our house. Harriet's on a cleanup campaign, too. She just practically drove me out of the house. Gave me a big lecture about keeping things neat and tight.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think she's right.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not, Oz. I really mean it. Just think of all the things a woman has to do around the house. She does the cleaning, the cooking, the shopping, taking care of the kids and the sewing, the mending, the laundry. The least we men can do is cooperate. Try to make her job a little easier.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Thorny.
Well, of course I am. Matter of fact, until you started talking about it, I never realized what a wonderful job Catherine does around our house. Work, 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 all day long, 7 days a week. Standing over a hot stove all day, cooking meals, mending clothes, getting me off to work on time, keeping the place tidy. You know something, Oz? I'm going in the house and tell Catherine to stop this grind and get out for a little fun. I'll see you later. Oh.
What's the matter, Thorny?
I just remembered Catherine's not home. She's out playing bridge someplace.
Hello, boys. Ricky, are those your books on the hall stairs?
Yes, they are.
Well, take them upstairs, will you, please?
Okay.
As a matter of fact, fellows, from now on, we're going to be a little more careful about keeping things neat around here.
Are we going to have company?
No, it has nothing to do with company. It's just that we've got to start showing a little consideration for your mother. I just went upstairs, and there was a towel lying right in the middle of the bathroom floor. Somebody just thrown it down.
Wasn't me, Pop.
Wasn't me. I haven't washed my hands for a couple of days.
I'm going to start making some new rules around here. No more lounging on the sofa with our feet propped up on a chair. No more throwing banana peels in the fireplace. No more rope twirling in here. And no more pillow fights in the bedroom.
Is this how it is when you're in jail, Pop?
No, Ricky, this is how it is when you're part of a well-organized family. We're going to help your mother keep our house well-organized. No more wrestling in the living room. No more tossing the football in the house. No more sliding down the banister. And no more shooting firecrackers in the cellar.
Holy smokes!
Look at this living room. You guys have been home about an hour and it looks like a mess. Let's start in right now by straightening up this room. Make it just as neat and clean as Mrs. Richardson's. Come on, we'll make a game of it.
Okay, come on, David. I'll be hobbling on Cassidy and Pop's a cattle thief.
No, not this time. I have a better game in mind. Let's make believe we're the Nelson Cleanup Commandos. I'll be the captain, and you guys will be my troops.
You don't have to do that, Pop.
Well, I just thought the idea of a game would make it easier for you guys to live up to. Be a lot of fun, you and Ricky being the troops.
You don't have to make it a game, Pop.
Oh, okay, if you don't want to make it a game. But let's get started anyway. Ready?
Sure.
Okay, Pop.
Attention!
Pop, we said you don't
David,
have to...
did I give you an argument when you wanted to be cowboys? Now, let's go. Attention!